Okay, so this is lesson 251 called Ankle Movements. And we did a little bit of this lesson before the other lesson, which was starting with your knees bent. So we're going to come back up to that position and your feet standing. I think I made it into a sauna in here. I tend to like things warmer than colder. But you guys are lying on the floor. It's always cooler down there. I'm very sensitive to that. So is the temperature okay for everyone? We're good? Okay. So let's go back to with the right leg, and I'm going to let you move the knee this time. So you're going to take your knee, let's say, to the outside, roll to the outside of your foot, come back up to the center, tilt your knee to the inside, and roll to the inside. So we'll start with the bigger movement. That's it, Craig. Not maybe quite that big. And one of the things that's important with this work, though, is go slow so you feel what you're doing. So you feel as your knee goes past the center, right? Can you visualize what's happening in the hip joint? Because your hip and your foot are doing the same thing, right? In a way, the hip goes in like you do with the foot, right? So as the knee tilts in, it's like the hip and the foot go out. So the more that you get the concept, the conceptual idea of what's happening. So it's less about the pelvis turning. You want to keep your pelvis fairly quiet and really try to feel that deep inside the hip joint movement. Pardon me? Oh, that's an excellent question. So the pelvis is, if I can touch you, is this big chunk here. So it means that you just leave that on the ground, right? So it means when your knee goes to the inside, you don't let that lift.
Oh, okay.
Right? You don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's an excellent question. So sometimes what we do in here, this is called differentiating out. So we're just teaching the hip joint how to move. Because when you're skate skiing, you're gliding, same with downhill, your pelvis is always directed forward. Okay? There's a little turn, but very little. Okay? Okay, so let's go to the left leg now. So you keep that right leg standing and doing the same thing with the left leg. Nice. Yeah, so really get that. I think the biggest thing here is this relationship between the hip joint and the foot. And really, the knee is just this middle section that should just go along with the program. Good. Okay, let's straighten your legs and rest. Okay, so now what you're going to do is you're going to come up to being on your knees, and we'll start with your being on your hands and knees, and we'll work towards it. If anybody has knee issues that they need more padding, tell me, and I'll go get another mat if you don't already have one. So you're going to be on your knees in your hands. We'll start there, okay? And you want your knees right lined up underneath your hips, okay? And your feet the same thing. Good, good, okay. So you're gonna start now with your right knee. You're gonna actually bring your right knee up so that you're standing on your right foot. So your right foot is gonna be next to your left knee. So bring it back a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Good, and you won't have the whole foot down. You'll be more on the toes. There you go. And now from here, you're gonna start to move your heel in and out, which means the knee is gonna move the opposite. Mm-hmm. Good, so you're on one knee and the other foot is up. And even if you wanna take your right hand, you can, and you can pivot. It's like pivoting. So we often talk about you want to feel almost like if you had a nail in between your big toe and your second toe and you're swiveling. So again, I'm going to let you do a big movement with your knee now and feel the relationship of the foot, the heel, as the heel moves in and out, what's happening in the hip joint. Yeah. And so your heel can be up. The heel doesn't need to be down. Good. Okay. Good. Now the next thing you're going to do is you are going to reach back with your right hand to get a hold of your right heel. Okay. And you are going to start to take it back to put it down, which means that your left knee has to come up. So you're going to rock your pelvis back. And this is teaching your body how to move over your right ankle. That's it. And then you come back down. As you come forward, you put that and you lift the heel. Oh. Yeah. So you want to go through the balls of the foot, lift the heel. That's it, Tomoko, and then flatten it even more. So some of you, this is a really hard thing. They do this some in yoga. The more that you can come up onto the balls of the toes, the heel high in the air. We're going to really work with this. That's it. Rocking through that foot. Yes. But always keeping the toes. Now, notice what your toes want to do. How, yes, we don't want them to do that. So go back. Yes. This is going to be a whole learning for you. Go slower.
I grip real hard.
Yeah, exactly. No gripping. And the reason I believe that we grip has to do with the knees. That was another thing that I did when I got out of my surgery, is I would just be standing with my knee brace on and my toes were clenching. And I was like, why are my toes clenching? And it's a form of protecting the knee because the hip isn't free. That's it. You guys are doing beautiful. Now make sure you're breathing. Remember all that good breathing we did earlier?
Are we supposed to put our toes up?
Nope.
Oh.
So your toes are always down, but you lift that heel. So shoot, drive that. Yeah. Because the more that you can come onto the balls of the foot, you're going to protect your knee again. Nice, Karen. That's better. It's like a dancer. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back to the movement of the heels up and turning it left and right and just see if something's different now. Something better in the foot, is something better in the hip joint? And can you move the heel left and right now with minimal movement in the knee? So the knee stays fairly forward. Huh? There you go. Out, in. There you go. Okay. This is a hard one. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you had a nail in between the big toe and second toe, out, in, out, in, out, not the rolling. So we're swiveling now. Okay, let's go ahead and rest on your backs. One of the things that I mentioned in the earlier group that I haven't mentioned in this group is about this work is that in everything you do, if you create improvement anywhere, the whole system improves. Okay, so the toes clenching has a lot to do with, so if you can let go of the toes clenching or gripping, your whole system will improve. So whenever we're creating tension or carrying tension anywhere, it affects the whole system because we operate that way. There's no way that you can't, you know? Have you ever I don't know if any of you have had dental work, but a root canal or anything like that, when you've ever had mouth pain, it's amazing how much you will start your shoulders are tense and your jaw tenses and you stop breathing all from this pain in your mouth, right? So, and then as soon as that goes away, everything else lets go. Okay, so let's come back up onto your hands and your knees. We're going to go to the other side, okay? So you'll bring the left foot up. There you go. And it's close to the knee. And again, the heel's lifted up into the air. And so you can start by turning it in and out. And your right foot is, the toes are curled under. You want to, there you go. So you just start to swivel it out. And if you can, reach back with your left hand to get a hold of your heel. So let's have you, Kendra, let's curl these toes under. And let's bring this foot back here. It'll make it way different. So it's almost like your butt starts to sit back because we're going to head that way. There you go. Your butt's close to, that's it. Good. And now see if you can start to take that heel backwards to flatten, right? So it's like you sit back, that's it, flatten, and then you, beautiful, Kathy, and then you come back up onto the balls of those toes. And really pay attention. If any of you are those toes, it might be different with this foot. That's it, that you can really roll through the toes. You don't want the toes to bunch up like hammer toes, right? That's where hammer toes come from. So this is one of the nicest things you can do to your feet. And they hold you up all day long. You be nice to them. Yes. So Holly is starting to get the idea of how she's rocking back and forth, because this is what we're going to eventually come back up to standing to doing. So when you go back far enough, when you place your left foot flat, that's it, Karen, you're doing it too. Your butt comes over your right heel and you start to take the right heel back. Yes. And it doesn't have to come all the way down. Eventually it does. We don't need to do that today. If any of you decide to come back to class, we are going to eventually get there. So, but you really want your butt to stay down over that right heel. So you're just like rolling back. That's it. So you feel how you transition yourself over your feet. That's nice, Holly. Really good. Yes. Good. Okay. Let's have you rest again on your backs. That can be a little tricky for, how'd you do, Cindy, for us, those of us with knee? Yes, I know. I'm real careful about kneeling. I just have been able to do this now. Okay, let's come back up onto your hands and knees again, and we're going to switch the sides because we're going to add in that last little movement that Holly was doing. So that means you'll be on your left knee, the right foot will be in the standing position, and you stand the right foot close to the left knee, right? You don't, yeah, and the heel's up, and you curl the left toes under, right? So as you, and if you want to reach back and you play with that right heel, so Kendra, I want this foot closer to here. Yes, because then let your butt start to sink on here. So as you rock this back, as this goes down, so let your heel go down, you go down and the other knee comes up. Yeah. And then you come forward again. Yes, so you gotta let the other knee, beautiful, Cindy. You gotta let the, now the left knee has to come away from the floor. Your left butt sits on that foot and you try to go back as far as you can. Beautiful, Craig. The only thing is when you're going back, try to keep this whole foot down. Don't let those toes lift. Yeah, now let this lift, but keep those, yes, yes. I know, it's a really interesting thing to work with. Yep, but the same with you, Jill. Slow down, keep these guys down. There's so much movement we do in the ankle. The ankle has to move. And when we don't have our ankles and our feet moving, we do it in our knees. Those poor knees. The knee is supposed to do such a minimal amount. That's it. Nice. Okay. Let's change over. Let's stay up, but let's just change over. It gets really fun. There you go. Curl the other toes now, Karen. The right toe's under. Kendra, get that foot back by your knee. That's it. Walk it back. There you go. So you drive the pelvis backwards to sit on your right foot. Remember, the right toes are curled. Beautiful, Holly. Drop that heel back. Yeah, even more. How much more can you drop it back? Yeah, there you go. And then come forward again. You know, and the other thing that we do with this method is, as you notice, we go really slow and gradual. You don't want to do too much. And that's it. Nice, Jill. Yeah, isn't that cool? You're ready for the starting blocks now and track. That's it, Kathy. Beautiful how you guys, Tomoko, nice. That's it. Okay, now let's go back to both knees down and you're gonna tuck both toes under. You might want your knees, you know, again, hip distance apart. And we're gonna alternate lifting one knee at a time. Let's just start with the right knee. So to lift the right knee, you gotta drive the pelvis back to sit on the right heel. So lift the right knee and sit back and then come back forward again. Okay, you don't need much weight on your hands. In time, you'll get lighter on your hands. That's it, Craig, beautiful. As you sit back, let the knee pop up. You want the knee to pop away, yes. So you go back and the heel comes down to the floor a little bit. So remember, lift the right knee, that's it. Good, now let's go to the other side, the left. So again, as you lift the left knee, your butt sits back on the left heel, you rock back. Okay? Nice. And it's okay at this point if your knee flares out a little to the side. Nice, Holly. It's okay if it wants to flare a little to the side. That's it. The only thing is, Jill, I want your feet parallel now. That's the difference. So go, yeah, so come to knees. Put both knees down. And there. Now it's going to be totally different. So, yeah, now drive one side back at a time. So they're not staggered. Yeah, there. Only one at a time. Yeah. So just that's it. It's a very unusual feeling in your pelvis and your hips. So now, if you aren't already doing it, you can alternate. Do one side and the other side. So you lift one knee, beautiful, Karen, and then you lift the other knee. So you see that really having also freedom in the hip joint is taking the pelvis back. Yes. Good. And then what's actually easier, keep those toes curled under, is now can you drive both knees up and back? So now this is actually easier. Take both knees up and sit back. Yeah. And you walk your hands back some. So this is eventually how you lead into sitting back, but there's no rush, right? So often in yoga, they just put you immediately there. But this is a way to prepare for how could you sit back on your heels. Right, sit back on your feet. Yes. There you go, and then lower back down. Nice, Tomoko, yeah. That's it, Kendra. Yeah, you just use the hands, isn't that nice? Good, okay, let's rest on your backs again. We'll add in one other movement with that because you guys are doing so well. Just add in. Okay, so let's come back up to your knees, but you're gonna spread your knees wide apart now, and your hands. So your knees are wide, and then you're gonna, with your knees wide, you're gonna tuck the feet under, and then you're gonna take the pelvis back again. Right, do the same thing. Come back and roll on those feet, have the knees wide, okay? That's it, just do that a few times. Good. Now, if you can come back and then bring, so that you're sitting, if you can bring your hands to your hips, so you're sitting on your heels. Yeah. Now, from here, if you can, so this is why your knees and your feet need to be a little wider. You might want to get a little wider, okay? So from here, see if you can drive one knee down at a time, but you keep your upper body up. That's it, Holly, and pull it back. I know you're thinking, what does this have to do at all? That's it. You can do it small, Cindy. I still can't do this with my one side. That's it. I know. So this tells you a lot about a hip joint that is tight. Yeah, but try not to tilt it in so much. So first of all, come back. Let your, there you go, sit. Sit up a little. Bring your shoulders back. No, you're fine. There. And keep your length in your upper body to take a knee forward. So even if you don't go all the way down, it's better to be sitting here and just, can you take a knee forward and up? And this is my harder side. Okay? Yep. Just, I thought I'd give you something a little extra. That's it, Karen. And if anywhere where I feel this is on the back side of my knee.
Toes.
My toes are great. Okay, now let's go back to the other position where you bring the right foot standing and the left knee down. You'll see how easy this is now. Whenever you do something really hard, it makes the easy easiest. That's it. Now look at, right, Cindy? It's so much easier to rock back. So tuck your toes under though, and now rock back and sit. Yes. How's that, Holly? It's so much easier. This is a breeze, and this felt hard a few minutes ago, right? So you rock back and you come back. Yes, and then you lower the knee, Karen, and you come forward again. That's it, you guys. Beautiful, Kathy. That's it, Craig. Is that a little easier now? It's amazing when you do something hard. This is what children do, though. They're always upping the ante, right? Those of us that have kids, we know this, right? As soon as they, especially like the snowboarders, right? They master some trick and then they add in another trick to make it harder. And then when you do that, it makes what already you know easier. Okay, let's change the legs. So let's bring the right knee down, the left foot, you stand it right next to that foot, and then you start to rock back. Remember, the right toes are tucked under. You sit back onto that right heel, you lift the left knee, and then you drive the legs forward. Good. Are the toes getting any happier? No. Okay. Then that means more of this. Not tonight, but I mean, if this is challenging for your feet, I would encourage you to do a lot of it. Because what you're doing right now with your feet is what you need in basic walking. So if this hurts, it means you're doing really funky stuff in your walking. You're avoiding walking through your foot, right? Because this is what you gotta do. This is walking. It should be walking. But if you can't move the knee and the ankle over like this, you're doing something. Usually then we're going to the outside or, okay, let's rest on our backs. let you guys have a nice long rest. Holly, I'm going to have you straighten your legs. Yeah, really rest those. Okay, so let's go back to, for a moment, bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. Have them parallel underneath you. And let's go back to that earliest movement where you're going to roll a little bit to the outside of the foot and a little bit to the inside. We'll just do the right foot, okay? And just see, how is this feeling now? How did the last movements of bending through the ankle forward and back make a difference now? So in the beginning, if your knee is moving left and right, that's fine, and then see if it can quiet itself. So you're really feeling now the turning of your foot and your ankle. And this is what I mean about this work is that, and it's kind of mystifying for some people, how did the movement of moving the body over the ankle forward and back, how does that make left and right better? But every time you improve one direction, it will improve the whole system. Does that make sense? So is this a little easier, getting a little lighter? Great. Okay, let's try it with the left foot now and see how it is rolling in and rolling out. How does it feel just rolling through the left foot? Good. Okay, and let's take a rest again. Just lengthen your legs and rest. Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing, and maybe this time make them a little wider stance. And let's start with the right leg, the right foot. And now what you're going to do this time is you're going to keep the whole foot in contact, so kind of think of that tripod. But you're going to draw a circle just with the right foot, okay? And again, this is going to be about the hip joint really making the circle. So you keep the whole foot in contact, but you're going to draw a circle. Okay? That's it. You're doing it right, Jill. There you go, Holly. So you draw a circle and start off maybe kind of small, and then you can get larger. So one of the constraints with the circle is your foot. So your foot's moving along the floor, right? It's drawing a circle. Yes, but you don't want to go up on your toes, and you don't want to be just on the inside or the outside. I want the whole foot. Whole foot. Now, how do you draw a circle? So think the whole bottom of your foot. That's it, Tomiko. So it's another way of opening the hip. So here. So you're going to keep the whole thing and you're going to make a circle. Yeah. No, it's okay. That's it. So go slow, because the tendency is that you'll tend to lose contact with your foot. Right? I don't want you to lose any contact. So it's better to do a small circle, beautiful Craig, and keep full contact than make too big of a circle. Good. Beautiful, Kathy. Now let's change the direction of the circle. So you go the other direction. Right, so now we're kind of tricking the body, right? We did all this movement in the ankles and now I'm taking it away. Telling the hip joint how to do everything by itself. And then when we add the ankle back in, it'll be even better. Good. Okay. Let's straighten the legs and rest again for a minute. I can tell you guys are wilting like flowers. Oh, it's that time of day. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing, again, wider apart. And let's go to your left foot. So your left foot is going to make a circle. Heel down, Karen. So remember, the whole foot, think of that tripod. So you don't want any edges or anything lifting up, no toes lifting up. So again, it can be a small circle. It doesn't have to be a big circle. What's most important is that you keep full contact. Nice. Okay, and let's change the direction. So make the circle in the opposite way. Good. Nice. Okay, let's rest your legs again. Okay, so one more movement here, lying down. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And this time, though, you get to glue your knees and your feet together. And actually, this is a useful movement for downhill skiing. So, but we're going to do it just because of what it does for the hip joints. So your feet and your knees are together, and you're going to make a circle now with both feet. Okay, so you make a circle with your feet, not your knees. So your feet slide along the floor. Uh-huh. And then that's it. So Holly, you keep your feet glued together. But I like what you were doing too. But yeah, there you go. And so you can exaggerate a little bit of the movement of the knees going opposite of the feet. And this is where downhill skiing. So as the knees are to the right, the feet are to the left. And as the knees go to the left, the feet go to the right when you're drawing the circle. That's it. It's a really cool movement. It's fun. And then change the direction. So reverse the circle. This teaches your pelvis and your spine to do something. Keep those knees and feet glued together. That's it, Ricky. Nice. That's it, Sherry. Okay, and let's rest again. So legs long and... Okay, so I'm going to have you come up to stand. The lesson isn't over. We're going to do a little bit in standing, okay? So you come up to stand, and you're going to have your left foot more forward in front of the right. So you're going to start with your left foot in front, and you can lift the right heel. So it's this idea, again, if you had a peg in between your big toe and second toe of the right foot, and you're going to first do the swiveling movement. You're going to just turn the heel in and out. Okay, feel how that is in the hip joint. Okay, you don't want the legs too far away, so you don't, that's it. Okay, and then from there, you're going to start to take your heel back, just like we did in sitting. You're just going to draw your weight back. And then as you lift your right heel, you come forward on your left foot. So we're just going to play with that transition, right? So your heel goes back. So now you understand why we did this stuff on the floor, right? So Can you feel in your left leg how you really move through your ankle? So you really shift the weight. It's like your whole upper body comes over the ankle. That's why it's very important to bend in the ankle. Okay? Good. So now there's this other part. So when you're back, okay, before you shift forward, you come to the inside of your right foot and the right big toe. And then you come to the outside of your left foot. And then you roll to the center. So it's a very small movement. And then you're going to reverse it. So as you lift your right heel, you roll more to the inside of the big toe, which takes you to the outside of the left foot. And then you end up centering yourself. And then you reverse it. So it's extremely subtle, right? But when you're out there, you go from the outside and then you roll over to the whole foot. So if you can do it in here, there's a better chance you can do it out there with the ski and the snow. So it's this going from the outside. And if you remember, we started with this and I said, you don't want to be tilting here, right? As you stick your hip out, which is what a lot of people do. So instead, the rolling comes from the ankle and the hip, and your hip comes forward, right? That's why this opening up is so important. So let's keep playing with that. Now that I've kind of showed you, how's that feeling for everybody? That's it, Kendra. That's it, Cindy. Okay, so Holly, as you go, so go to the inside of the right foot and go to out. See how you went to the right foot. Go to the inside of the right foot, which take, yes, outside. So you want to come out here first, over here, and then the center. Yeah. Okay. So come over, out, and then center.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's so hard to get that feeling. I remember when I was being taught this and it was like so hard on skis. So this is what I do. I go inside and I play with it. I play until I figure out what are they asking me to do. I didn't know skate skiing till 2 years ago. And I still wouldn't call myself, I'm a beginner. That's it. So that's it, Craig. Come out and then in. So in now. Out and then in, yes. Yep, so you come first to the outside of the foot, there, and then you're here. Mm-hmm. That's it, and back.
But then in?
Then you're eventually going to go in. That's why, yes, you go out, exactly. And then you're gonna go in when we're gonna change legs. Exactly, so eventually, when you're gonna push off the left foot, right, you go out to the center and then eventually you roll in a little bit for this ski, right? That's why you've got to be able to have the out and the in. Because when you're going to transition to this leg, you come to the in of this leg. Okay, but we're just going to break it up because it's different when you're out there. It's faster when you've got the skis. Okay, so let's change. So yeah, let's bring the right foot forward and just start with, first of all, on the toes, and you're just going to shift that heel left and right, feel that mobility in the hip joint, and then you're going to place the heel down and feel how your weight goes back. You're going to come to the inside of the left foot, which takes you to the outside of the right, and then you come around to the center, and then you reverse it. So you go to the outside of the foot and then you come to the center. So you're over the whole foot. Right, so the weight goes from when you're back here, as you lift that heel, it goes outside. And then when you're in the center, you're right over the whole tripod. And then if you were gonna skate ski, this, as this foot is gonna step, that's where you come to the inside. Right, but we're just gonna break it down one side at a time. If you just get this going from the out, rolling to the center, as your heel lifts, that's huge. And so then now notice what we did with the breathing and the chest, your chest lifts, right? Because one leg is behind you extending, right? So this is why we did all this opening. The only way you can drive the poles back is this has to be opened. And then when you go to do the next, you scrunch and then you drive back. Right? Does that make sense? Right? So this has to be really open. That's it. So this is one of the things when Craig asked, this is one of the things that I would encourage you to play with before you go out. It's just standing at home and this one leg in front, and can I go from the outside to the center? Okay, and just feeling that shift. Because when you get that on the inside your home, then you can step with the other foot. You can take it into stepping. And you step and you're outside, inside. It's very much like ice skating. You step outside, inside. Outside, inside. And that you feel how you, that's it, Sherry. You carry your chest forward. That's it, Cindy. That's it, Holly. And I know for me, this is a huge thing for me to work on, because it's very not runner-like, you know, because I'm landing right in the center of my foot all the time. So it's a real different thing I had to learn with my feet, of going out and in and how to create this.
Sure, I'll tell you, I've taken a couple of lessons, and these guys,
you know, that's the thing. The instructors are taught once they're out there, but they don't know quite how to break it down to this level, you know? So people like Cindy helped me last year, because I asked her a lot of questions. She's an incredible skier, and I said, tell me more about, she's like, well, you really got to get this ability in your foot. When she told me that, I went out and I played with it. It's like, wow, she's really, this is so important. So, and you can imagine, if you can't get it in here, then you got these little thin skis under you, and it's slippery, and you got poles, and it's so much more to negotiate. Okay, good. How does that all feel now? Good? Great. Okay, so are there any questions with that? And then we'll get to writing things down. How's everybody doing? Good. How are the feet feeling? Happy feet yet?
Worked.
So yeah, if this has been a lot of work, so I'd encourage you to do a lot of this with your feet. The happier your feet are, the happier your heart is. I always say that. My feet are like this. It's the place that connects to my heart. That's having happy feet. Okay, so let's go down to your papers and stuff, and I'll start maybe describing a few things for you guys to do.